Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost. So this is episode 2, because I'm assuming you tuned in last week. And last week we tackled how to set up a Facebook ad for product or a service. This week we're diving into launching a brand awareness campaign. So that's about us using the other half of your $300 Facebook ads budget. And more importantly, how to measure your results. So if you're a small business owner with a Facebook page, say around 200 to 500 followers, this episode's for you. Whether you're running your first ad or looking to improve your approach, you'll find practical, up-to-date advice right here. Disclaimer though, it does change. I did some ads just recently and I was just so over the moon with all the AI interactive from Meta and making sure that my ad creative looked correct, made sure that, you know, I was targeting correctly. It was very intuitive. And I just love that aspect because I can remember placing my first, oh my God, my first ad was back in like 2011 and it was so basic back then. Now it's a bit more up there as far as AI, intuitive, and just the flow is much better. Anyway, I digress. Step one, setting up your brand awareness campaign. So our budget is $150 over 3 weeks, which works out to about $7 a day. Now, if that is too much, you just adjust accordingly, but you'll see if you do adjust it down, you may not get the results you want. So I've gone the average, which is $7 a day. So objective in the Meta Ads Manager, because that's where you're going to have to be, you need to select awareness or reach as your campaign objective. These options are designed to help more people see and remember your business. So couple of ad creative tips. Use a 15 to 30 second video or a carousel of strong, authentic images. Show your workplace, your team, or your product or service in action. Keep it human, not salesy. This is your digital hello. Branding does matter. So add your logo, your tagline, and a clear message about what you do and who it's for. The soft call to action might be follow us or learn more. No hard sell. Accessibility, add captions to videos, and as many people will watch without sound. Sorry, I mean as many people do watch without sound, especially, you know, at night when you're in bed and the other half are saying to you, can you turn that down? I'm trying to watch a movie. Preview your ad on both mobile and desktop to make sure it looks great everywhere. Even though I have noticed the Meta will actually show you what it looks like over different devices and or mobile. So you do get a bit of a preview, which is cool. But sometimes, and I could be wrong, but sometimes a preview can get it slightly wrong because they've now got those safe zones that you've got to make sure that everything fits within. All right, our next heading is audience targeting. So start with your local area or your ideal customer profile area, okay? Test lookalike audiences based on your existing followers or customer list to reach new or similar people. Try engagement ads by boosting a high-performance organic post to quickly increase visibility and social proof. Use Meta's Advantage Plus placements, which is the automatic placements, to maximize your reach across Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and audience network for the same budget. And you can leverage Meta AI. Use that AI audience suggestions or prompts for extra targeting help. As I said, very handy now. Frequency tip, aim for your ad to reach people 1.5 to 2 times per week. Too high and people will just tune out. Too low and your message may not stick. It's going to get lost in the noise, people. Step number 2, monitoring and evaluating your campaign. So key brand awareness metrics to think about. The reach, you need to aim between 3 to 5,000 plus people over those 3 weeks. The engagement rate needs to be 1 to 2%. So this is likes, comments and shares, and that's a really healthy figure. Now, the CPM or cost per impression is around $1,000, which is $8 to $14, which will be a good range. Frequency, Check that your ad isn't being shown too often to the same people. That's a good one. Additional success signals. Now, really, at the end of the day, people say to me, oh, Sam, you know, how can we measure success? Well, it's not just about, I suppose, that engagement part of it, okay, which I always look at. But I also take into consideration things like more followers, increased page engagement, website visits, and messenger conversations. So it's just not about that whole reach, engagement, CPM and frequency. So remember, brand awareness campaigns are not about immediate sales. This is about getting known and remembered in your local community or target market. Step number three, boosting results in the next steps. So reuse your best performing creative and audiences for future campaigns. Test short how-to or storytelling videos, as often these outperform static images. Gradually expand your reach using lookalike or retargeted audiences via your Meta Pixel. Data is gold, people. Use your campaign insights to refine your creative and targeting over time. You may not get it right on the first one or two goes, okay? But that doesn't matter because the data and the learnings from that are going to set you up really well for any future campaigns. So a couple of pro tips and resources. Check out the Advertiser Success Center for up-to-date case studies, creative inspiration and expert tips. And remember, you can pause or adjust your campaign at any time. If you don't think it's running right or it's not doing what you want it to do, pause it or stop it. You can always start again. Or you can tweak your creative or audience and then try again. Now for brand safety, always review your ad preview before launching because trust me, I've done some real foobars over the years. So make sure you double check, triple check. And I usually check, you know, an hour or so after I've posted it and it's been approved. And then I usually check the following morning because sometimes things go awry and you don't pick them up the first time. So in wrapping up, you do not need a big budget or a marketing degree to build brand awareness on Facebook. With a clear objective, authentic creativity, and a few smart targeting choices, you can get your business in front of thousands of potential customers. And remember, people, success isn't about those sales. It's about being seen, remembered, and building relationships for the future. If you want more hands-on help, check out my winter workshops. Details are on my website. Make sure you sign up to the newsy, all of those things. And until next time, happy boosting. And stay safe out there, people. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.